This news update's being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department, as well as Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. In a strategic gambit that bypassed a full probable cause hearing, Keith John Finkbeiner, facing a felony charge of controlled substance possession, specifically less than 25 grams cocaine, made a pivotal move in Huron County District Court within Judge Ferris's courtroom. Finkbeiner waived his right to a preliminary examination, opting instead for a plea bargain. The deal? Prosecutors will not object to concurrent sentencing for this charge alongside another case already awaiting him in circuit court. This calculated decision fast-tracks his legal journey, consolidating his future rather than prolonging the fight. His arraignment is now set for April 13th at 9 a.m. And major investments headed to mid-Michigan, bringing big changes for a small community. The city of Asser is set to receive $6 million in federal funding to build a brand new public safety complex, a move officials say could transform emergency response in the area. The announcement came Monday from the USDA rural development leaders, who say the project reflects a broader push to strengthen law enforcement and first responders in rural communities. The new facility will bring police and fire services under one roof and shift design to streamline operations, improve coordination, and cut response times with every second counting. Local leaders are also putting skin in the game, with the city contributing an additional $2 million towards the project. For Vassar, roughly 2,700 residents, this isn't just a new building, it's a long-term investment in safety, preparedness, and peace of mind. Officials say construction of new modern complex marks a significant step forward in ensuring that even smaller communities have access to the kind of emergency infrastructure typically seen in larger cities. And in a case that's shaken a mid-Michigan community to its core, a Lapeer County mother will spend the rest of her life behind bars after a heartbreaking chain of decisions led to her teenage son's death. A judge handed down a life sentence without parole to a 43-year-old Elizabeth DuBois, convicting her of felony murder. The ruling follows a jury's decision earlier this year after a lengthy trial that laid out years of missed chances to save her son, Austin. Prosecutors say Austin suffered from a rare and treatable form of throat cancer, one that showed clear warning signs. A visible lump on his neck grew over time, alarming relatives who repeatedly urged DuBois to seek medical help. But those pleas, investigators say, went unanswered. Instead, authorities described a pattern of avoidance, excuses about time, money, and other barriers, while Austin's condition worsened. By the time he died in 2019, he weighed just 83 pounds. Medical experts later confirmed that with timely care, Austin's cancer could have been treated and possibly cured. The court also imposed an additional sentence for child abuse to be served alongside the life term. During sentencing, DuBois asked the judge to overturn the verdict, but that request was denied. As the case closes in court, it leaves behind difficult questions and a community grappling with how much to save a preventable loss could have happened. DuBois is expected to appeal their conviction. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
And we're back. We do have one obituary this morning. Jean Rupel Crone of Bad Axe passed away Friday, March 20th. She was born June 4th, 1943 in Harbor Beach, and on June 7th, 2023, she married James Crone. Jean is survived by her daughters, Maureen and Angie, and James' sons, James and Kevin, as well as their 10 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Jean will be on Friday, March 27th at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Bad Axe. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Jean will take place Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Friday will be at the church from 10 a.m. till time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton or Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe. Memories can be shared with the family at www.ramseyfh.com.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back with a look at more news. Investigators have recovered audio from the cockpit voice recorder of the two planes that collided at LaGuardia Airport yesterday. Preliminary findings suggest communication error between the pilots and the control tower led to the fatal accident. The NTSB is working to determine why the redundancy systems failed to prevent the ground collision. Meanwhile, the aviation community is mourning the loss of the two young Canadian pilots involved, who were identified as rising stars in their industry. And global oil benchmarks, including Brent crude, fell below $100 per barrel today as investors reacted to news of a potential peace negotiation. This 5% drop follows weeks of volatility driven by fears of supply disruptions in the Persian Gulf. Analysts suggest that while price drop temporarily provides relief to global markets, a permanent stabilization depends on the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Currently, nearly 20% of the world's oil supply remains at risk due to the maritime standoff. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with full-line service department. And Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
It's the Ashley Anniversary Sale, celebrating over 80 years of making homes great. Take up to 25% off store-wide for a limited time. We have hot buys you don't want to miss. We're talking hot buy power reclining furniture, a hot buy queen bed frame for $399, and be sure to check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. Plus, take up to 40% off accessories. Ashley started as a small operation specializing in wooden occasional furniture. Now more than 80 years later, we offer everything to transform your space. Bedroom sets, dining sets, recliners, sofas, love seats, sectionals, lift chairs, and more. Plus, Ashley has a full sleep gallery stocked with all major mattress brands. And you can make your upgrade more affordable than ever with no interest until 2031. Ask us how? Shop the Ashley Anniversary Sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Exclusions apply. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.